This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We are pleased to be joined here for the first segment of our show by Karen Hibbard from Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you for being here.
It is always a pleasure to come and visit with you all, and happy March. Today's March 1st.
That's right. And you're kind of wearing dual hats now, temporarily anyway.
That is correct. That is correct. As yesterday was Lyle's last day. What a great man he is, and we are so grateful for what he has done for Manhattan, his leadership as he has led the chamber and the community for the last 18 and a half years. But all things come to an end, and it was time for Lyle, thought it was time for him to retire. And on the 25th of March, we will be welcoming our new president and CEO, Jason Smith. And so in the meantime, in that interim, I have been asked to serve as the interim president. So we are turned the calendar to March, and we're off to a great start.
All right. Well, yeah, a lot of good things are happening right now and in the city of Manhattan here. One of them is going to start on Monday, and it's a pretty large conference, it sounds like.
Absolutely. You know, at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we are always working to bring meetings into our community. And we're really pleased that this has been an effort to bring in a new meeting into our community. It's called DECA. DECA, we've asked ourselves in our office, what in the world does DECA stand for? So
I've been wondering that myself because I'm speaking there this weekend.
There you go. Well, Dave, now you'll...
A lot of things.
When I tell you what DECA stands for, you'll understand why they go by the acronym of DECA.
Okay.
Okay? It stands for the Distributive Education Clubs of America.
DECA. That makes sense.
We are tickled to be able to host this for multiple reasons. First of all, it will bring between 700 to 800 young people into our community, high school students that are looking to their future as to what that will be in the business world, how they are going to pursue their education after high school. Those students will be competing in different areas. Dave has alluded to the fact that he's speaking to that group. There are countless people across the community, which we're grateful for, that will be judging competitions throughout the day from 8 to 5. So as DECA comes into Manhattan, it's a 72-year-old organization, but this is the first time that they have chosen Manhattan as their site. The reason that we are also excited about that, it also utilizes the university. They'll be utilizing the union as well as the new College of Business that they will be partnering with. So, again, a great opportunity to showcase what makes Manhattan tick. We see this as an opportunity for those students to consider Kansas State as their university of choice as they come and compete with the organization that they belong to, that of DECA.
Imagine Kansas State probably collects data on this here if it's from a recruiting standpoint.
Absolutely. And again, this is our first year. This meeting for many, many years has been held in the Kansas City area. So we are thrilled that we will be hosting it, and we hope that this will be a good relationship for them and that they will choose to meet in Manhattan for many, many years to come as well.
DECA data is really important. I just like the way
yes.
it sounds. DECA data.
DECA data.
Yeah, data from DECA.
And just so that our listeners know some of the areas that those students will be competing in, they're going to be competing in accounting applications, business finance, financial services, personal financial literacy, apparel and accessories, retail merchandising, buying and merchandising, human resource management, marketing communications, sports and entertainment, entrepreneurship, professional selling, travel and tourism, hospitality services, hotel and lodging, automotive services, food marketing, quick serve restaurant management. All of those you see really tie into what their futures might be. And certainly it makes sense that the College of Business would say, hey, let's host this as well. Let's partner this. Because many of those areas of competition as those students present and compete in are things that they will be doing for a career. And so we when I come back next month, I can tell you about the success of this conference, as well as being thankful again for those folks that will be helping us judge. We have over 100 volunteers across the community that are willing to give of their time to help judge this competition.
Wow, that's great. And this isn't just Kansas students, I imagine. This is probably from around the
Midwest. No, this is just Kansas students.
Okay.
Yes. So there are several chapters, a lot of them in the Kansas City and the Wichita area. But they will be coming into Manhattan and, again, competing. I compare this one a lot with, in May, the Kansas FFA conference is held here. And I compare this a lot with when we host Kansas FFA and the competitions that are held there as well. So, again, the exposure and being able to host young students into our community as they come and meet.
All right. And, of course, conferences are always such a vital thing here for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. What are some other meeting options and services you guys offer?
Certainly. Well, I think that many times people think, why would I choose Manhattan? Well, Manhattan is a great place to meet in. Obviously, our conference center, Manhattan Conference Center, and we've talked about that. I know in Lyle's last meeting with you all that he talked about the conference center expansion. That expansion will begin sometime this summer. But as meetings come into Manhattan, they are looking for a unique meeting place for them to meet in. Certainly, we have four what we call our full-service properties where you can meet and stay all under one roof. Those four meeting hotel facilities are the Hilton Garden Inn Manhattan Conference Center, Four Points by Sheraton, the Bluemont, and the Holiday Inn at the campus. Then when you look at those other off-site meeting venues, certainly the Alumni Center, the Student Union, Houston Street, there are many other meeting venues where there is not lodging that is attached to that. But then we also have limited service properties that as you bring in large meetings and they can't all stay in one hotel, that those lodging availabilities are there for those guests that come to attend a conference. We always encourage, whether you are a local planner or an outside folk that is planning a meeting in Manhattan, to work with our office. We, as a Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Ballard is our convention sales manager, focuses on association, corporate, and government. And Marcia Roselle is our sports and SMERF market management manager, and SMERF is social, military, education, religious, fraternal groups. Those groups, we work with all of those folks as they are planning a meeting in Manhattan. And when we do that, some of the things that we can do for you is to put a bid proposal together. In other words, going to the hotels to see if their availability is there, what the room rate and the meeting rate, rental rate would be. Then we always encourage those planners to come for a site visit, to come and see and envision how their meeting would lay out, what it would look like if they choose Manhattan as their site. Then once a meeting has determined that they are going to choose to meet in Manhattan, then we come alongside and help with registration, getting people checked in, providing them welcome bags, name badges, working with them to get a welcome from the city. Many times the mayor or a member from the city commission will provide a welcome to those groups, and many of those groups love that it's a great way for them to feel welcomed into the community. We also make an arrangement for a presentation of colors if that is what the beginning of their meeting needs to have, as well as we provide them information on Manhattan, where to shop, where to dine, where to go for off-site activities, those things that might be of interest if they have time when their meeting is no longer happening. And then while you're in meetings, all of us have cell phones on us, and many times if you're looking at your phone, your phone might die, and so we have a charging station that's complimentary that we place in the site of their meeting, and they can go and charge their phone. And while they're doing that, they can enjoy a quick video of Manhattan and what else there is to do. So again, we do our best effort to welcome those groups into the community and in their respective meeting venue choice.
All right, absolutely, that's great. As far as occupancy here in the month of January,
sure. January has been cold. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah.
And January always is probably one of our slower months as far as meetings are and activities that take place just due to the fact that we're really in the heart of winter. The occupancy for January was 51.8%, which is about normal. We were actually down a little bit compared to how we have been in prior Januaries. Our average daily rate during January was $90.04, and our revenue per room was $46.65. So when we figure out how many visitors have come to Manhattan during the month of January, again, January's typically our slowest month, but we had about 25,000 visitors that came into Manhattan to see and to meet, to play, to shop, to dine, and enjoy Manhattan, Kansas. So certainly basketball has helped, and all of the other activities that go on, whether folks are coming in to just for a weekend away or to come in for educational purposes, Manhattan is a great place to meet and visit.
Do you, I don't know if you have a prediction here, but do you think February would be slightly higher then?
February will be a little bit better, yes, because we've had some conferences that have met, and then you'll really begin to see a ramp up in March through September, October is when meetings really are rampant. And I talked about that a little bit last month, but I certainly can again, expound on that a little bit more the next time as far as what our meeting climate is. But January certainly and February are two months that things are just not slow, but just not as active as others.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the snow hasn't helped things.
Sure, absolutely. And again, when visitors come into our community, just remember that they spend about $311 a day, and we all appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. Well, Karen, it's good having you in here. We'll talk to you again, I guess, in about a month.
Brandon, it's always a delight. Thank you very much.
All right. Karen Hibbert again from Manhattan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll continue on. John Jobe up next here from K-State Research and Extension. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.